Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in a little city, and like a river running, running, ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know change. Yes, it is. 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 Yes, it is.
Blessed, the true and living, giving thanksgiving. All is blessed after 6 days of war. Watch battleships from far rocks, seashore. Inside my bed with horse convert, we hold no more. Our social uproar. Merchant weak and burnt down stores. Liberty no longer had statues. She sunk to the sea floor. She lied, pillaged, and raped from times before. Up to yesterday, I grabbed my mic, settled the score. Lift up my mic to thunder and lightning like the mighty Thor. A wolf woolly head Morse to say the start of the war. They came full force with rage, age, anthrax, crack. Concentration camps, banned, court prisons, financing back by corporations, TV stations, show full support, quote injustice. Got them in the streets, got them in the court. Projects are breeding grounds for plagues, unhealth abort. When the aid came, devil shell, mission abort. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace. No beast, remember the old world. Old ways, old messiah. Teaching economics, nourished on blood like vampires. Revamp the suck life from the poor in the name of their God Thor. Greed lost control, wanted more ore. Toy leaders, you seek, pillage, destroy. Employ slaves to dig and mine the caves for a wage. This is the enlightened age. CEO posed as a sage. Scripture on a currency page. Stage terror, old orders, old regimes, sad laws, just rules, unjustly seen. Stamped and branded men like cattle. Human resources, humans are resources. Armed their minds to serve the forces of evil. Backwards, spells live. Evil's against life. Take it away and never forgive. Evil is cancer cells. Feed on good cells. Kill them. Destroy the host and move on. Character of this old willow. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace, no beef. It's a new world, a new world. Good hair isn't straight, it's kinky wall with curls. It's a new world, a new world. No more police, thank you, Father, for the peace, no beef. A new world.
Let's begin with the proclamation. For there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. To acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Adin Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haduk Amen fam, tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Help. Today's discourse is titled Extracting Sacred Fire. I have two quotes for today's show, come from the Natir Sesson, Book 2. First quote is verse 36, and it goes as follows. Then Sesson said, "This is the mystery that to this day is hidden and kept secret. For nature, being mingled with man, brought forth a wonder most wonderful. For he, having the nature of the harmony of the seven, from him whom I told you, the fire and the spirit, nature continued not, but brought forth seven male men, all males and females, and sublime, or on high, according to the natures of the seven governors." End of the first quote. Second quote, again, same book, then the Natir Sesson, books 2, verses 60 and 61, and they go as follows. Tahuti asks, "Do not all men have a mind?" Sesson answers, "Be cautious what you say, for I the mind come to men that are holy and good, pure and merciful, and that live piously and religiously, and my presence is a help to them, and instantly they know all things, and lovingly they beg for and win the favor of the Father. And blessing him, they give him thanks and sing hymns to him, being ordered and directed by filial affection and natural love. And before they give up their bodies to the death of them, they hate their senses, knowing their works and operations. End quote. I'll start off today by telling you where I got the title Sacred Fire from. I'm actually reading a book called Preaching with Sacred Fire by Martha Simmons and Frank Thomas, a book I picked up at the library. The title Sacred Fire, well, it's called Preaching with Sacred Fire, but within that title, Sacred Fire, caught my attention, because reading the Nitercessen all the time, I understand that when I hear the word sacred fire is speaking about the soul, which we all are. We are our souls. We are not our bodies. We are our souls. And many of us, we get that confused, as well as I hear many people talking about the spirit, the soul, and they get them confused, because the spirit is the soul. I mean, the soul, the spirit is what moves the body. The soul is what moves the body. But when we say that someone doesn't have a soul, it actually means that they don't have a mind. Because the mind is what powers the soul and moves the body. Now, I start with the mind. I know all this week, driving out in the metro traffic in this area, you know, I keep seeing people make stupid decisions and do stupid maneuvers. And I begin to think about, why is this happening? This is not just happening here. I've seen it all my life. When I was a child growing up in New York and driving into the city with my mom and my dad, I seen the same stupid maneuvers and decisions being created every day. It's no different what I'm seeing today. I understand that. But I ask myself, why do they do that? Knowing that that decision, that maneuver, could possibly take out the lives of the passengers that's in that car, as well as the passengers in my car. And I came up with the answer that because they don't have a mind. And assessing say, be cautious what you say, for I, the mind, come to men that are holy and good, pure and merciful, and that live piously and religiously, and my presence is a help to them. And when the soul is void without mind, the soul becomes the soul becomes controlled by whomever captures his attention. And that applies today, that so many of us are captured by media, whether it's television, radio, or the magazines, etc. You know, we're so captured by these forms of media that we become void of mind, because our mind becomes what captures our attention in the media. Therefore, we are driven and controlled by media. You know, media is the word that we use today to describe it, but in its first inception, it was called propaganda. You know, media and propaganda is one and the same thing. And when you go back and study Sigmund Freud and Edward Bernays, his nephew, they are what they call the fathers of spin. Or Edward Bernays is called the father of spin. Right? He got everything he knew about propaganda from his uncle Sigmund Freud. You see, in the work of these devils yesterday, is what drives the devils today. And I'm not saying devil to be funny. Not at all. Then the nature of these men, or the lack of nature in these men, I would say. And they pass this on through this thing they call propaganda. Today we call it media. And this thing called media is what captures the attention of most of the souls on this earth today. And then we wonder why the souls are so confused. And when a lot of us die, you know, our souls walk the earth. We're not supposed to, but that's what happened. We have many souls walking the earth, and that's what we call ghosts today. It's souls, bodiless souls walking the earth. And their aim is to follow the nature of a soul, which is to get into a body. When it's walking the earth, that's its nature. That's its function. I know many of us do not understand the purpose of life. As I've said on this show many of times, that the purpose of life is to regenerate our souls. We regenerate our souls so we can resurrect back to our immortal selves. And I would say that it's that simple, but I know it's not a simple task. It's not simple at all. It's not hard, but I know it's that it's not simple. Most of us don't know who we are, so we look for ourselves in the world through the lens of this thing called media. And the Neter Sesson is a verse in the book that says, to look for yourself in the world is to put your illusion out in the world. In other words, you're not supposed to be looking for yourself in the world. You're supposed to be looking for yourself within yourself. Then you lays the power of the universe, as well as everything that makes up the universe, is within you. And so this title, Extracting Sacred Fire, is extracting the light within you, your soul. You are your soul, and your soul is you. It's no different. When we begin to separate ourselves from our soul, we begin to separate ourselves, period. And then we look into the world, and as I said previously, the world confuses soul, spirit, and mind. Well, I didn't say mind, but and mind too. We confuse them. Therefore, stating that we don't clearly understand their operations. And so the sacred fire within all of us is our souls, is ourselves. We are that sacred fire. That sacred fire is us. And so when I look back at the book that I was reading, Preach It With Sacred Fire, it has a host of people that, and their sermons, and I did not look at a lot of these people that I knew as preachers. Malcolm X's name came up in here, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass. I didn't look at any of them as preachers, but, you know, their speeches or their sayings is recorded in this book. Nobu Drew Ali is in here, and names that I've never heard of, Mordecai Wyatt Johnson, Charles Harrison Mason, Reverdy Cassius Ransom, Lizzie Woods Robinson, William Joseph Seymour, a host of names. And I haven't read the whole book yet. I just got started reading it. And what it's saying to me is that today, my people, labeled today as African Americans, Black, Negro, etc., all the other fictitious names that are put on us. It says to me that there's something special within my people that drives us, you know, throughout all the hectic times that we had to endure here in the Americas, back in Merita, well, today called Africa, in Australia, in Asia. You know, I say the Americas, but yesterday we called it a Mexum. And I look at the trials and tribulations of my people in all these places and our triumphs as a result. And those triumphs speak to the sacred fire, our souls. It speaks to who we are. And I really didn't understand who we actually are until I started reading the Natir Sesson, which I gave the nickname The Book of Life, because I began to learn what life actually is when I started reading the text. A particular codex called the Shatsila Ma'at, the writings of Tehuti. When I begin to read these texts, I begin to get the true meaning of what life really is and what we're supposed to be doing with it. And as I said earlier, life, the purpose of life, is to regenerate the soul, to resurrect back to our immortal selves. That's the whole purpose of life. I can define it, and to me it makes perfect sense. I know a lot of people might have listened to what I just said and go, that sounds crazy. What are you talking about? And I begin to realize that those that don't understand what I just said is because they lack mind. Mind is not with them. Mind does not exist with them. As I always thought, everyone has a mind. Well, every man and woman has a mind. And again, like Sesson says, be cautious what you say, for I, the mind, come to men that are holy and good, pure and merciful, and that live piously and religiously, and my presence is a help to them. Now, when I read that the first time, I know I said, so all men do not have a mind. And I remember asking myself, what is that like? And I see it every day. Driving in on the streets, you see it every day. You see people that have souls, but they lack mind, and that's why they do crazy things. Well, what perceives to be crazy to me, they may think they're being daredevils, and you know, they might be making brilliant moves, and they're showing their driving skills. I think it's stupid, some of the decisions that people make. It's not just out on the roads. It's everywhere. There is people. You see mindless souls making stupid decisions. They see it as being brave, devils, and whatever word you want to put to it. That's the way they see it. Now, I see it as being stupid maybe because the mind is with me. I do have a mind, and I don't ignore it, because there are people that have the mind with them, but they ignore the mind. And they look for themselves in this world, and that's why they ignore the mind, because they look for themselves in this world, and as a result, they make stupid decisions, or they make crazy decisions that endanger themselves and the people around them. That's why we must be cautious. For the mind come to men that are holy and good, pure and merciful, and that live piously and religiously. Now, I know when people hear the word holy, when people hear the word good, when people hear the word religious, they go into, we hear the word religious or religion, and we automatically begin to think of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, as if these are the only religions in the world. You know, there's about 4,000 different religions in this world to this day. But when we hear the word religion, those are automatically the three religions that come to head that define religion to most of us living in the West. And each one of those religions, not thoroughly, I can't say not thoroughly, but what I've learned about those religions started to tell me that there's something going on here. That this world keeps pushing these religions on the population as measures of control. It's something I was talking to my sister yesterday, and I kept repeating to her what my dad told me. It's not about religion. It's about spirituality. And we have to understand that spirituality has been replaced today by religion. That's what my father was saying. And that we have to get back to spirituality. And she was saying, wow, I've never heard him say that. Oh. I say, because, you know, you don't talk about the things, you and him don't talk about the things that he and I talk about. That's all. That's probably why she never heard him say that, because he wouldn't say that to her, because he probably think that she wouldn't understand it. As I know, when I speak to people that I think wouldn't understand what I'm talking about, they truly don't. And I don't get mad at them as a result. I have to understand that there's no need for me to get mad at them when they don't understand something that I understand, because half the time I understand the things that they understand. You know, it's the world we live in. A lot of us are driven by mind, and a lot of us are not. It's that simple. So to extract the sacred fire, to extract the soul out of men, you need the mind to do it. But their soul will not come out of the imprisonment of the flesh if they lack mind. They will go on following whatever stimulates their flesh. You know, I know in the Christian religion, Jesus says, come out of the world. That's what it's meant by that. That's what it's meant. Come out of the world. Stop thinking with your flesh and start using your mind. And now I know personally that, and I'm not going to say this to be funny or anything or to be hurtful, but I know that Jesus is a fiction written by the creators of the book called the Bible. What Jesus represents isn't a fiction, but Jesus is a fiction. That's what you have to open your mind up to get to what that really represents. And I've said it in the past that Jesus represents you. When I used to read the Bible and I read about Jesus and his travels and deeds, miracles, etc., when I'm reading the Bible, I put myself in Jesus' place. And it's funny, you know, I used to do that all the time, and I didn't know why I did it, but I did it. And I didn't understand why I did it until I read the Nitir Sesson, when it says that if you can't put yourself in the place of Amen, then you don't know Amen, and you can't know Amen. And that goes to say that we limit ourselves. We know the creator of the universe is being limitless, all powerful. And when you put yourself in that place, that's when you begin to understand the things that are. You know, I say it at the top of every show, there is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. If you don't wish to know Amen, you don't wish to know the things that are. If you don't know Amen, you won't understand the things that are. We live in a world or so much terror, destruction. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of the show, please dial into 424-25376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first Amen, secondly the world, thirdly man, Hotep. For those on the phone and playback, I will continue. Now you see that many of us, we look at the world and, I shouldn't say the world, we look at what's going on in society. I don't want to confuse anybody because the world, society is, even though we call them one and the same, they're not the same. Because the world, what you call Earth, what I call Marinu, old Heratic name for the world that translates into the beautiful, the blessed waters, I'm sorry. But when I look at society, and I see in society all the terrorism, all the lies, all the illusions, all the deceptions, when I see all these things, I used to question the presence of them. And now that I start to put myself in the place of knowing I'm in, saying, I say to myself when I begin to know I'm in, you know, why is this happening? Well, here, Amen gives the answer. You know, what's the purpose of this? Amen gives the answer. What's the purpose of that? Amen gives the answer. And this Amen gives the answer is me knowing the purpose of it. That's when it's realized to me. And this is the exchange or the communication between the soul and the mind. In this human form, our minds, we say it's ourselves. But truly the mind is Sesen, or as the Christians would say, the Holy Spirit. That's what the mind is. And we communicate with it when we listen to it. We, being the soul, when we listen to the mind, we begin to communicate with the mind, and we begin to know the things that are. And so knowing the mind, listening to the mind and knowing the mind, is extracting the sacred fire out of the prisons of the flesh. This is what we do. This is what the role of the so-called pastor or the preacher or the imam, this was their role, is their role. Some of the speakers I hear today, they don't fulfill those roles. And I'm not saying it to be evil, cruel, and sarcastic. Just speak the truth. Speak the truth in a world of lies. Because it is why we're here in this world. And so, let's go back to purpose of life. As I said, the purpose of life is to fight off the tormentors of the body, to regenerate the soul, to resurrect back to eternity or immortality. As I know, me personally, that I always had a fear as well as a disdain with death. Now, about 16 years ago, I'm sorry, I lost my grandmother, which was the biggest blow to date for me. You know, my grandmother was very influential from the time I was child until to the time I became an adult. Very influential in my life. So when I lost her, that was a big blow to me. And I guess that's why, you know, shortly after she passed away, I had a dream about her, and she was telling me to warn the people about this world is messing up their children. This world will begin to mess up their children. That was past tense then. Talking about these times. She was talking about these times. And I look around and the world is trying to mess up the children. They teach us every form of death culture that you can think of, specifically the homosexual preachings or the homosexual influences that we see today. It's part of the deaf culture. I say that because it's a way of killing the soul, putting the lights out. That's why I speak today about extracting that sacred fire to raise your souls up. And we all need them. We all need to wake up. We all need to wake ourselves up, wake up our souls. Our souls and ourselves are one and the same thing. And we need to wake up, because if we don't, the world, well, what we know as the world, but society specifically, will put our lights out. Society that we know today will destroy us as we know ourselves today if we don't wake up and begin to extract that sacred fire. Telling my sister that my mother told me she listens to these Imani Speak shows, and you know, she gave me a great compliment about I sound like preachers from the past, and I don't look at myself as a preacher, but you know, I understood where she was coming from, and I took it as a compliment and ran with it. I guess that's what it attracted me to the book, Preaching with Sacred Fire, because I remember what my mother said: "You sound like those old preachers." And I said, "Well, maybe I need to read what those old preachers used to say, so I can understand where she was coming from." She said, "Well, you know, you say it different, but you sound like them. You sound just like them." I was like, "Wow, thank you." That's what I said. And because I know from what my dad and what my grandmother, specifically my dad and my grandmother, what they used to tell me about their old preachers, you know, it came to me as a compliment when my mother told me that. We have to look at the conditions that we exist in today and understand why these things are happening. And that's why I say, when you look at what's going on today and how many souls are going under, time to extract the sacred fire, to raise the souls. Not because I'm some neo-preacher, as I'm not that at all. Now, in fact, I would always say that I have nothing to do with what a preacher was and what it is today. I have nothing to do with that. I don't see myself behind the pulpit in a church spewing out what they spew out. Now, one of my aunts told me when I was young that that's what I would be doing when I grow up. You know, it confused me when she said it. I was like, "Ooh, why?" And she said, "Because I see you when you're in church, that, you know, your focus on the preacher is unlike any other child in the church." That's why I say that. I can understand why she said that, but, you know, I know that wasn't my calling. Not a preacher at all. But I know it's time to extract that sacred fire. From the darkness of these times, the many souls that wander to and fro on Moreno, in the various societies that operate today on Moreno. And these societies are, as you always hear me say, are influenced by the Hellenistic presence on this planet right now. And to be influenced by these Hellenistic cultures is why we need to extract the sacred fire before it be extinguished out. something I should have done at the top of the show, but I didn't. Something I should be doing on every show. But I make the error of not saying that if you want to begin to extract your soul, if you have an internet connection, go to www.enderazi.org. Enderazi, spelled E-N-D-E-R-A-S-E. .org. Go to that website and pick yourself up a copy of the Nitir Sesson, what I call the Book of Life, and begin to extract the sacred fire, extract yourself out of the deceptions of the body in this world. Those of you in the Atlanta area can also pick up a copy at the Madu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. There's copies of it there also. If you know of a bookstore that would welcome this kind of text, we can use your help. Give us a call. You could give me a call specifically at 678-789-2941 and give me the details. And I would gladly reach out to get the Book of Life in the stores that you recommend. Purpose of living life is to regenerate, to resurrect. And those words are foreign to many people. I understand they was foreign to me until I started reading the Book of Life. And then I seen the purpose of life. That's why I called the Nitir Sesson the Book of Life. No disrespect to its author. Extract that sacred fire and regenerate back toward immortality. First, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotel.
Kick it off live.
On the other side of the shape, a step a third of the circle to the make. PXLY, you present you to the east. Got solutions, conclusions, travel path revolutions for you to see.